faculty member. It would be.
What you say, Tiffany?
The last six digits of your VIN number and your policy number, your insurance policy number.
Okay.
Alrighty. Hey there. My name is Channing. Oh, sorry. I heard y'all talking and I was like, I may wait, but y'all can go ahead.
Oh, let's see. Mine? The tow company or the insurance company is on the line right now. Do you have your policy number and your last six of your VIN?
Oh, okay. Let's see. My policy number is 0401 07 150 260 113. The last six numbers of the VIN is 186121.
Alrighty, ma'am. Was that for me? Because I am roadside assistant dispatch, not your insurance company. So I don't know who that third party was stating was on the line, but I'm roadside assistant. So I do take those.
We need to have. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. If you are wanting her coverage information, I definitely have her Mercury Insurance hotline here that she can give all those verification materials to. But right now, I can also do the service for her. But it will just have to be like she wants the service right now, and we'll go through like the whole process. But that's only if you don't know you're already covered.
No, she knows that she's already covered, and she just wanted to have the vehicle towed.
Okay, does she have all of the information there with her, like the last six and the full, well, the full policy number?
Yes.
Okay, so I can definitely take it over from here then. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your help. And also, customer, can you please give me the spelling of your first name?
Yolanda, Yolanda.
Thank you so much. And can I also get the spelling of your last name?
Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Thank you so much. And can I also get a callback number just in case we get disconnected?
510-902-8041.
That was 8481. For the last
8041.
Thank you so much for that clarification. So the number I have here is 510-902-8041. Is that the correct phone number, ma'am?
That is correct.
Alrighty, thank you so much for your cooperation today. Let me also go ahead and get that full policy number off your hands so I can locate your account.
Okay, 0401 07 150 260 113.
Alrighty, so I have 0401 07 150 660 113.
No.
Okay, go ahead and start over for me.
0401 07 150 260
Alrighty. Thank you so much, ma'am. And I do have that corrected in my system. And let me also get the last six digits of the VIN number for that vehicle you are requesting service for today.
Okay. 186121.
Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and search my system. And I do have a account here. Thank you so much. And what is the year, make, and model on the car that you want service for today?
2014. Mazda 2 hatchback four-door.
Thank you so much. And what is the color of that vehicle?
Oh. White.
All righty, thank you. And what type of service are you calling and requesting for today?
For towing.
All righty, can that vehicle shift into neutral?
I'm sorry?
Can that vehicle shift gears into neutral so the driver can hook it up and pull it up the bed of the truck?
Oh, absolutely.
All righty, thank you so much for that. And let me just notate it here that you are requesting a tow. And are the four wheels, are they good? Because I'll be setting you up with the standard tow, which means it will be getting pulled by the rear two wheels. So are the tires in good condition?
Yes.
Alrighty, great. Thank you so much. And is that vehicle modified or low? Well, modified lower to the ground, or is it extremely low to the ground? Do you know? Well, it's your car, so.
Is it low to the ground? No.
Alrighty. And to your knowledge, is this vehicle four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
Two-wheel. Oh,
alrighty.
Two.
Thank you so much. And is this service a result of an accident?
No.
All right, great. And will the keys be there with you to give the driver when he arrives?
Yes.
Thank you. And will anyone need a ride with that tow truck driver to the vehicle's destination?
No.
No.
All righty. Thank you so much. And I do see that your coverage is for 15 miles. So let me go ahead and get that pickup location. And, well, let me get the pickup location first, let you know that I see it, and then I'll ask for the drop-off location.
Okay. The location is 1428 105th Avenue, Oakland, California, 94603. Now, my vehicle is located, this is a senior building, so my vehicle is located underground in the garage.
Okay, let me go ahead. Okay, so that means, that's going to be tricky. Do you know the clearance of that garage? Is it less than 8 feet? And I will need to know that because, like the specific clearance, because with the regular tow, I don't know if you've seen it on the road or anything, but the ones where it just sits on the bed of the truck when no wheels are moving, that specific tow truck cannot fit underground in any garage. So, like, it's not just because it's underground, but it's also because it's a garage. And so now I'll have to make sure that that clearance is less than 8 feet. And, let me actually give you the exact numbers because my system, just so I'm being precise.
I would have to go downstairs to see all of that. But
yes,
ma'am.
Is the clearance less than 8 feet? So it's a yes or no question. So if it's less than 8 feet, then let me see what my system does. It may tell me that it can't do it.
Because I don't know.
Ma'am, if you go into the garage and you look up above where, you know, the exit, enter and exit part is, it usually tells you how many feet is there. So if you look up, you know, at the top, like you're looking almost
towards
the ceiling.
I know, but I don't
want
to take the phone down there and you guys get disconnected because the phone won't work down there. I have to go down there and see.
Can you put the phone down and just go check and come back?
Yeah, if you guys want to wait.
Yes, ma'am. I don't mind by waiting.
Okay. I won't be.
But I do have more questions as well.
Okay.
So we can set her up for a low clearance tow, which is what my system is telling me to do here for you. But there are multiple questions that I'll have to ask you. So it's the first one is like, what is the name of the parking garage? And it's saying what side of the parking lot/garage are you in? And then it says, what is the space number / row number? And then the driver will be calling you. So he'll need to know all of this information before we send him out. So I will need that. I was thinking that I could just send him out and skip all these, and he'll call you and you could just walk down there and show him exactly where it is. But given that he will call you when he's on his way and when he's on his way to drop off the vehicle, but I know he will, all of them usually ask for all of these questions, and I don't want to have to be jumping back and forth through calls, because that's going to waste a little bit of time there.
Mom, can you just drive the car out to a little bit to where, I mean, it's not like you're driving it far, just drive it to where it can just drive it to the street or whatever so he can grab it instead of him having to come in there?
Well, he will have to get in there to drag it out, as you said. But as of now, no, ma'am.
Mom. Okay. Oh, I guess she missed. I was going to tell her to just drag it out enough to where they could just grab it from the outside on the
right.
Street.
Yeah, that would be the best option.
It is drivable. Yeah, just do that, and I'll tell her, because it's drivable. Yeah.
Saved both of us so much stress, because I was like, please, if it can move, just move it. All right.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and get that situated then, and I can still put her up for the regular tow, like
okay.
How I said the first time. Yes. I'm just going over these questions again, make sure I got all of the right answers.
Okay.
And then I'm hitting no for that first question then already. Let me see if it did not update. Okay. Keys are located with the customer. And did she already leave or she's gonna be
upset? Yeah, she must have already went downstairs and left.
Oh man, she's gonna be a little upset because she probably could have did it when she was already down there. But let me go ahead and see. If it's her home address, because I was about to ask for the address again, because when I had went back to see what my system would do for the saying yes, that it's less than 8 feet, it deleted the actual location that I already had in, but I'm zooming in here to see if it's okay. It's the out Oakland Station Senior Age. Is that like the full name of that building?
There's a senior apartment. So
okay.
Yeah.
Vehicle is located, and then y'all will just put it out on 105th Street, right? Because I can tell them it'll be, like, right there across the street or, like, right there, like, next to it. I'll just have to give
them,
like...
It'll be, like, in front of the building because she can't drive it too far, but she can
right.
drive it, like, where it's, like, in the front, yeah.
Of the building on 105 TH Avenue. Alrighty, thank you so much for your help. I'm just making my notes here for the driver so he knows what's going on. Alrighty, ma'am. So, do you also know what is the address or name of business of where she wants the vehicle dropped off to?
Yes, the address is 14429
mm-hmm.
East 14th Street. And that's San Leandro, 94578.
94578. Let me go ahead and look it up. Let me see what the vehicle is. And okay, that doesn't look like over 15 miles, but if it is over 15 miles, let me calculate It's coming up as a SNK auto repair. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have y'all already called that company, well, business, to see if they have space? Okay, great. Y'all don't know how many times they done sent drivers out there and the company's got to turn them away because they don't have no space. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's been very sad situations. But I'll just put that there. And what time does that business close?
Okay.
Do you know?
I'm going to say 5.
Okay, 5.
I'm back.
Let me just double check. Okay, ma'am.
Okay,
I was going to just say drive it out. Go ahead.
Okay, it says all non-accessible stalls, 7.0 clear, maximum vehicle load, 6,000 pounds. Drive aisle, AISLE clearance, 8 inches, 2 feet.
Okay, Mom, this is what we're going to do. I'm just going to have you drive it out just to the street because it's easier that way instead of them trying to figure out how can they get it out of there. So just drive it out to the street, and that'll be easier.
Okay, this is a one-way street. So, it's very difficult.
He can just probably back in. He'll figure it out. I'm sure he's probably been over there before.
Well, he back in, it would be better if he's back in instead of coming all the way down. I could probably drive it.
Will my mom get a phone call from the towing company?
Yes, of course. You get a phone call to the phone that he provided when he's on his way and when he's on his way to drop it off. So pick up and drop off.
Okay, Mom. So then you can just tell him the details because she's not going to be able to.
Okay.
So you just tell him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So I do see the SNK auto repair, and I'll put like 6 or something for their clothes.
They close at 6. Yeah,
okay.
They close at 6.
Okay, great. I was right on the money. Okay, so let me search that up again, and it did pinpoint it here. Let's see how far it is from point A to point B. My system is loading. This is taking a bit long. Okay, there we go. Oh, and you're definitely covered. It's only 3 miles, and you're covered for 15. So, you'll be great. Alrighty, let me call my first driver here to request for your service. And that request is basically to see if they have any drivers available. And if they do, you will get that text message sent to 902-8041 number to you, Ms. Patrick. And he'll also be calling you on his way over there. And in that text message, you will receive his name, his phone number, and how long it will take him to get to you, which is estimated time of arrival.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you two out with before we disconnect?
No,
thank you.
All righty, ma'am. Thank y'all so much for calling in, and I hope y'all have a nice rest of your day.
Thank you.
You too.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Stay near your phones. Alrighty.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.